Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John Tester is a moderate. What is your candidate for biggest lie of the year? So many options, right? So many options for biggest lie of the year. I love this. This is like crowdsourcing. Every day we're on this show, it's like crowdsourcing. We need a good idea, throw it out to our listeners. They'll come up with a good idea. First off, before we get down this lie of the year story again here, PolitiFact is getting just trashed. PolitiFact is getting demolished over their bogus lie of the year. We got another great message here regarding the lie of the year that I want to share with you. But first, let me go back to where we wrapped up the 6 o'clock hour of the show. So I mentioned these woke LGBTQ, these anti-American, these racist books that are being promoted by the left, that are being promoted by the teachers union here in Montana, being promoted by the NEA, being promoted by the MFPE. And just a brilliant phone call once again from Cameron in Butte. And I remember when I first met Cameron in Butte, it was several years ago. It was probably a dozen years ago now. I was doing the show at the Butte McDonald's, and we open up the microphones just like we open up the phone lines. Anybody can call in. Anybody can join us on the microphone. And this young man walks up to the microphone, and he made a brilliant point. He made the point that whenever these environmentalists shut down a business, shut down a natural resource business in particular, they don't just file a lawsuit to shut down the sawmill, to shut down the coal plant, to shut down the aluminum factory. They file a lawsuit that also orders the removal of any of the equipment. Because, see, it's not just about shutting down your timber industry job. It's not just about shutting down your mining job or your factory. It's about removing the equipment so that your job can never get up and running ever again. That's what these radical environmentalists are out there to do. They don't want you here. They don't want you to be making money here in Montana. Oh, they want to come to Montana and enjoy Montana and make it their little playground for their left-wing, rich, elite, liberal buddies. That's why they back the American Prairie Reserve, which is kicking the ranchers off the land. But they don't want you to enjoy it here. They don't want you to be able to get out on the weekends. They don't want to see you on their ski hill. But if you have a good-paying job in the natural resource industry, now they got to see you on their ski hill or pick your, you know, favorite place of entertainment or enjoyment, right? And so that was a point that Cameron in Butte made several years ago. And he just shared it very, if you missed it at the end of the 6 o'clock hour, not only are the woke leftists putting these radical LGBTQ, transgender, anti-American books on the bookshelves, they're removing the classics. So he talked about how the Butte Historical Society is trying to save the classics, save the classic books that are being discarded by the woke libraries. Man, just tell you what, that is one smart young man there. A great phone call at the end of the 6 o'clock hour. All right, we're going to go back to the PolitiFact lie of the year right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see cloudiness and some breaks of sun as the day progresses. Still a chance for a rain or snow shower early in the Bozeman area. High temperatures are from the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area. South winds also gust to 40 miles per hour at times in Bozeman late. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 20s expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Securing America.
The Center for Strategic and International Studies held a forum Tuesday to celebrate the fifth anniversary of the founding of the U.S. Space Force. Republican Congressman Mike Rogers of Alabama, the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, spoke about how viewpoints have changed since the branch was created.
People have come to realize the very real threats that exist in space and the compelling need for a Space Force.
General Chance Saltzman, Space Force's chief of space operations, describes space this way.
A domain that has never been more vital to our national security and to our national prosperity.
He also described how vital space is to America's overall military strength.
Space is the backbone of the joint force. Without it, we cannot project military power.
While praising those who serve in the Space Force.
Without question, the Space Force Guardians are the preeminent space warfighters, armed and ready to protect and defend the future of our nation.
Kim Yurecki, Fox News.
Do you get food delivered to your house here in Montana through popular food delivery services like Uber Eats or DoorDash? Watch out. This, according to a former FBI Hispanic gang expert who lives in Bozeman, Montana. He says this is a tactic sometimes used by the violent Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. That full story, the audio as well of our conversation, go to MontanaTalks.com and get the app on your smartphone.
An O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card is the perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for person. Give the gift of convenience from O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. One more thing on this whole book banning thing. It is the left that is banning, if you want to call it that. Their words, not ours. It is the left that is removing American classics. It is the left, and remember in, where was it, Seattle? They wanted to get rid of To Kill a Mockingbird, but then they want to replace it with this anti-American, racist, LGBTQ, transgender trash. I mean, you name it, right? But also when we were talking about books in the 6 o'clock hour of the show, we were talking about, you know, I shared a great message from a listener in Kalispell who talked about how, yeah, the great thing about these Dolly Parton, you know, program books that his kids get with the support of First Lady Susan Gianforte is they're good, wholesome books. You know, it's not like you start reading the book to your kids and then about five chapters in, you're like, whoa, what the heck is this? What are they trying to get us to read to our kids, right? They're just good, wholesome books. So, you know, contrast that with what the left is pushing on kids right now. But anyway, our producer, Caden, he made a really good point here as well. And he's a sports guy. He's not as much on the politics side, but he has great insight on this. So he says people have lost the ability to create art without including some sort of political message. I was thinking about that earlier this morning. You know, did you guys see the video? If you haven't, oh my goodness, it's the you almost get embarrassed on behalf of Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. This is another Daily Wire story that caught my eye. Ketanji Brown Jackson takes Broadway stage in queer Romeo and Juliet with transgender character. I think Laura Ingraham was talking about this. Have you guys seen this? Have you seen a United States Supreme Court justice on Broadway? And it is embarrassing.
Female empowerment. Sick. I like it too. What I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like, I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
Oh, she's just having a good old time, isn't she? She is just having a good... You know, if she wasn't some wacko, far-left, radical, left-wing Supreme Court justice, she would never get to be on the stage on Broadway. But that got me thinking, you know, Thursday when David Noble joins us on the show, we do a woke update of the week. And even though the American people just sent a massive hell no to the woke agenda in the November elections, they are still going to keep pushing this woke agenda. Why are they still going to keep pushing this woke agenda? Because politics is downstream of culture. And so they are going to keep trying to jam this left-wing agenda down the throats of our culture, hoping that it eventually will also become mainstream in politics as well. It's already taken over the Democrat Party. They want it to take over the entire country. And so that's why we will continue to have woke updates of the week. The National Spelling Bee. You know how they spelled, you know how they have the word women spelled on the third grade word list for the National Spelling Bee? They spelled women W-O-M-Y-N. Yeah, I've been holding on to that one for a woke update of the week candidate. There's another all sorts of crazy stories. The University of Minnesota offered to pay five-year-olds to play with transgender dolls with genitals. The University of Minnesota offering to pay five-year-olds to play with transgender dolls with genitals. That's another great Daily Wire. Man, I've got like eight different stories that I printed up from the Daily Wire today among the 50-plus articles I've probably got in front of me right now. I mean, we're going to continue to get woke updates because the left is going to continue. That's why I said yesterday, don't get lulled into sleep thinking that all's well because the elections went well. And don't just think that just because Washington is going to get going in the right direction, that the left is going to continue, is going to stop pushing this radical agenda across the board. But seeing the Ketanji Brown Jackson thing and that point that Caden made about, you know, people can't even have lost the ability to create art without including some sort of a political message into it. We talk about making America great again. You know, we talk about political change in Washington, D.C., but our whole culture is a mess right now. Who is going to make Hollywood great again? Who is going to make Broadway great again? Hollywood's trash. I haven't been to Broadway in probably 20 years. But I was just like, who's going to make those institutions great again? Because they are also a symbol of American power. And they are a symbol of America. They used to be a symbol of American greatness. And now they're just a symbol of what we've seen of American decline in these last 4 years. So who's going to make those organizations great again? I remember like when the Oscars were on, or, you know, any of those award shows were on back when I was a kid and before that. I mean, it was like my mom and my aunts, and they'd all be huddled in the family living room just watching those things in awe. And now, does anybody even want to watch that garbage anymore? Does anybody? I mean, so how are we going to make America great again if we don't make the rest of our culture great again? If somebody isn't making Hollywood great again, if somebody isn't making, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's like the Hugh Hewitt book, In But Not Of. We have to be a part of making change in all of these organizations and all of these entities across the board. All right, I digress for far too long. Let's talk about PolitiFact after this.
This is House Call for Health. Is eating once a day a good idea? The OMAD, or one meal a day diet, is a form of intermittent fasting. And while beneficial for some, there are risks. Regular or traditional guidance on eating has always been three meals a day. But the one meal a day, or OMAD, diet involves getting all of a day's calories into a single meal and fasting for 23 hours a day. Experts recently sharing their varying opinions on this. Canadian kidney specialist Dr. Jason Fung tells Fox News Digital, if you're just eating once a day, the natural tendency is to eat less overall. And the fasting impacts weight and sugars, which can lead to weight loss and in turn can lead to reduced risk of heart disease, stroke, and obesity-related cancers. But Dr. Lisa Young, a registered dietitian nutritionist in Florida, says the OMAD diet can trigger people with eating disorders because you're not trusting yourself. It can also make you fatigued and could make you hungrier and cause low blood sugar. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
So we have an election, and the stock price of Tesla soars. We have a president-elect who likes oil production, so those companies look good while the fate of non-Tesla electric vehicle makers sours. And of course, Canada and Mexico worry about tariffs. The occupants of seats in Congress and the White House change, and the prospects for businesses and investment change. That's the way of the world. But is it a good thing for the economy? In the wake of active industrial policies like the CHIPS Act or the Inflation Reduction Act, which funnel tax dollars to specific companies, the power of those approving the earmarks and the special favors has never been larger. It's exactly the kind of game that has been played in developing countries for decades, and it helps explain their stagnation. It's called crony capitalism, where resources flow to sectors with political connections, not actual returns. The more we emulate places like Brazil and Nigeria, the faster we may converge to the same kinds of outcomes. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Not a fan of Donald Trump's attack on the, quote, corrupt media. For most of it, he showed a lot of restraint and nuance. For example, he talked about in the first term, all these tech executives who are now kissing his ring at Mar-a-Lago are actually on his side. He said, maybe my personality changed or something, huh? A lot of what he said was just overshadowed. He weighed in on the bogus Duke rape accuser who finally admitted lying about those lacrosse players. He described the sickness of those who possibly view the alleged murderer of the United Healthcare CEO. He weighed in on the polio vaccine, supporting that. He defended Pete Hegseth. He talked about Venezuela and Syria and Turkey and North Korea and Bibi. And he ruminated about TikTok. This is the guy who makes news all the time, quite as contrast with Joe Biden. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks at, with Lane Nordlund.
House Speaker Mike Johnson announced a last-minute breakthrough on help for farmers and ranchers. A must-pass bill to avert a government shutdown will now include farm aid, giving producers something to celebrate the Christmas season. A high-pressure lobbying effort by multiple farm groups and Johnson himself paid off. In a statement, Johnson said what will be seen in the final package is $10 billion to start. In addition, USDA, he added, moved some things around and has added $2 billion for specialty crops they announced in late November, all of which means help is on the way. Johnson hopes with the announcement that there is a great sigh of relief coming to farm country, adding that, quote, I've talked to several leaders in the ag community who say they're greatly relieved, end quote. While it's not the $15 to $20 billion the American Farm Bureau and many others were asking for, Johnson says the new aid comes not a moment too soon. Also this week, the National Association of Farm Broadcasting sent a letter to congressional leadership on the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act being included in the Omnibus Continuing Resolution Bill. The CR will be introduced before the end of the lame duck session. The letter points out that over 80 years, farm broadcasters have worked hard to serve rural and urban residents with timely and accurate information and daily programming, and AM Radio is a lifeline for rural America. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Lightbrows and Harden just messaged us. I'm sure all of Mark Twain's books have been banned. One of the greatest authors in comics the country has had. Tim in Savage says, Ketanji Brown Jackson on Broadway. Oh, this is grandma's, oh, for Pete's sake, moment of the year. Yeah, have you seen the video? Oh, my goodness. It's like, what in the world? It's also, look, I'm all about, you know, even serious people having a good time. But to me, like, this just shows how unserious Ketanji Brown Jackson is as a United States Supreme Court justice. And that's what Washington, unfortunately, has been ruled by, is a bunch of unserious people, a lot of them who've never done a real job in their lives. And they got too much power too early on in their lives. And that's why they spent their entire careers in Washington, D.C., and they never went out there and got any dirt underneath their fingernails. But anyway, let's get to this. PolitiFact trashed over their bogus lie of the year. So PolitiFact is saying that the lie of the year, the biggest lie of the year, was when Donald Trump and J.D. Vance talked about the Haitian migrants eating domesticated animals like dogs and cats. Now, the DailyWire.com points out that, as other critics have noted, there was no way to definitively fact check the claim. The claims were raised by Springfield residents long before Trump or Vance mentioned the issue on the campaign trail. So there was no way to prove that the migrants were not, in fact, eating cats or dogs. You had Springfield residents raising these concerns at city council meetings. There were 911 phone calls from people that were saying, hey, this is what's happening. Now, how do you investigate that? How do you prove that? It can be a challenge, right? But anyway, how absurd is it that PolitiFact is saying that that was the lie of the year, when there are several other very obvious candidates for lie of the year? Chuck Ross, I think Chuck Ross is with the Daily Caller, at Chuck Ross DC via X, said, I'd have gone with Joe Biden is perfectly fine and fit to serve as president again as my lie of the year. But that's just me. In fact, it was funny. I was reading Politico's playbook during the last break there, and Politico's playbook has this whole story about how, oh yeah, they were featuring a report in the New York Times. To state the obvious, the New York Times is assessing Joe Biden's final chapter. Time is catching up with Mr. Biden. He looks a little older and a little slower with each passing day. Aides say he remains plenty sharp in the Situation Room. Oh, yeah, behind closed doors, he's sharp. It's just in front of the cameras, he's not sharp, right? Anyway, New York Times. Aides say he remains plenty sharp in the Situation Room, calling world leaders to broker a ceasefire in Lebanon or deal with the chaos of Syria's rebellion. But the New York Times has this. It is hard to imagine that he seriously thought he could do the world's most stressful job for another 4 years. Oh, now you tell us. Now you're not afraid to say that. But a year ago? Heck, even, what, 7, 8 months ago? Give me a break. They all lied. We knew they were lying. It was blatantly obvious to anybody who saw the raw footage of Joe Biden. Another RB pundit on X says, actually, the lie of the year was Biden saying he wouldn't pardon Hunter and then pardoning Hunter. Noam Bloom, I feel like Biden's I'm not dropping out was more consequential, but what do I know? Others noted that the choice likely had to do with political preferences than with any actual fact check. And so, anyway, Kira Davis says, you cannot hate the legacy media enough. Yeah, anyway, great story. Go to the DailyWire.com, man. They've got a ton of great stories this morning. Let me see here. Oh, so let's run with this story now for a second here. So PolitiFact came up with their bogus lie of the year. Their bogus lie of the year story. And I like where a listener in Belgrade is going here. Think about what would be the lie of the year from a Montana news standpoint. John Tester's a moderate. How many times did the fake news media run with that lie? But this listener in Belgrade here says this, the lie of the year for Montana. Bridger Aerospace is going bankrupt. And Tim Sheehy is shady, according to the Belgrade Snooze. The listener in Belgrade called it here. Yeah, that's a very good candidate for lie of the year. Oh, yeah, Bridger Aerospace is a bad company. Remember that? God, who was that? That Mark Cohodes? That creepy... You want to talk about shady? Mark Cohodes, this rich guy who decided to... Yeah, come here. That is your definition of shady and sketchy, of course. But yeah, no, that's a very good candidate. At PolitiFact and at these fake news media organizations, they were so outraged that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance shared these reports from people on the ground. You know, there were people on the ground in Springfield, Ohio, that were talking about the migrants eating the dogs and eating the cats, eating the cats. Okay, I stuttered on purpose there. Do you guys remember the song? Habitually Henry shared this on YouTube. They took Trump's soundbite from the debate and turned it into a song. It was absolutely hysterical.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat.
Who's doing the Trump dance right now? Come on. You got those arms moving. Trump dance time. You can do the Trump dance to that song all day long because the fake news media, they thought they had a gotcha moment with Donald J. Trump. Oh, man, this is so outrageous. How dare he suggest that they're eating the dogs and they're eating the cats? Illegal aliens are murdering college students. Illegal aliens are raping and murdering teenage girls. And you guys are more mad about the fact that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance shared concerns from the locals in Springfield, Ohio, that they're eating the dogs and they're murdering kids. Why aren't you mad about that, fake news media? Why are you covering for that, fake news media? And oh, by the way, do we need to remind you one more time? Trump won. Trump won. So PolitiFact, oh, here you go, trying to throw shade on Donald J. Trump when you guys were part of all of these lies all year long. You just have to laugh at these guys. My goodness. All right, let's see. What else do we need to get to here? We got a guest joining us here in just a couple of minutes, and a lot to talk about here. A lot to talk about, but don't worry. We still got 2.5 hours to go, and that isn't going to be enough time to get to everything we want to talk about this morning. Let me talk about this. I want to talk about that pain in your knees, that pain in your hips, that pain in your back, because I know how it's going to be. Some of you, you're going to get some days off over the holidays, and you're going to sleep in. And you're going to want to sleep in longer, but you're going to be like, okay, I got to get out of bed because my back hurts or whatever, right? But I get it. You don't want to get surgery unless you absolutely have to, and you don't want to get stuck on those pain pills. So let me tell you about a natural option for you. There's a clinic on the ground in Montana. They've already got hundreds of clinics all across America, but QC Kinetics is now in Montana, and they specialize in all-natural regenerative medicine. The consultation is free, and you can use HSA and FSA dollars to pay for the treatments if you decide to move forward. But like I said, the consultation is free. So if you want to get over the pain and start the new year right, call QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263. That's QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Friend.
All right, let's see. Did you guys hear this big news out of Aurora, Colorado? Big news out of Aurora, Colorado. In fact, it was interesting because I got the breaking news alert. It must have been at 9:40 yesterday morning. The reason I remember it was at 9:40 yesterday morning is because we had John Jackson on the phone lines with us. He's already getting a head start on the holidays, so he joined us over the phone. Well, he was back home visiting family, but we had a phone call from a listener in Bozeman, and he was commenting on our conversation about Tren de Aragua. Let's see, who was it? I think it was it Scott in Bozeman? God, I got to go back. Anyway, whatever. You get the point. So we're in the middle of a conversation talking about Tren de Aragua. Maybe it was in the 8 o'clock hour. It might have been in the... Anyway... And I get this alert that comes in on my phone, and it said something like 14 people detained in Aurora, Colorado after, you know, home invasion. And we were literally just on the phone on this show talking about the recent interviews that I've had regarding Tren de Aragua in Montana and how Tren de Aragua, this violent Venezuelan prison gang, specializes and home invasions and burglaries. And then, boom, you get an alert out of Aurora, Colorado. And we were in the middle of a conversation, so I didn't have time to click on it and read the full story. But I think we all knew exactly what it was. Aurora, Colorado. What else do we remember about Aurora, Colorado? Aurora, Colorado Caden, Billings last night. They can come on in whenever they get here. Yeah, no hold up. They can just walk right in the studio. Sorry, I can't really check my messages when I'm in the middle of yapping on the radio here. So, yeah, no, they can always walk in the door whenever they want to come in. Always great to catch up with them. Let's see. So, Trende Aragua, this story was back in the news. Let me send this message here. All right, there we go. All right. Trende Aragua is back in the news because of this home invasion. Yeah, Doc, you guys can come in anytime. You don't need permission. Just pop open the door, come on in, throw a headset on. We'll make other people wait. Not Billings' last diet, because if you got weight to lose, you don't want to wait to hear what we're going to talk about here in just a second. But anyway, Trende Aragua is back in the news. So apparently it was like 18 people got detained got arrested down in Aurora, Colorado. They were invading home. They invaded an apartment, held two people hostage, and tortured these people. They ripped the fingernails off of these people. They pistol whipped these people. And of course, what does that remind you of? Remember when the fake news media was downplaying the threat of Trende Aragua in Aurora, Colorado? This was a Fox News radio report back on October 14th or 15th, I think it was.
Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance being praised by supporters for his retort to ABC News anchor Martha Raddatz when she said this.
People are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened. Martha. I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself?
Now, Homeland Security.
Just the arrogance of these media elites. I'm going to stop you right there. The way they lecture Republicans, the way they lecture conservatives, and then they just pander to the Democrats. It's just hysterical. I'm going to stop you right. It was just a handful of apartments. Dr. Dale Williams and Dr. Jordan in the house with us here from Billings Last Diet. Doc, it was just a handful of cookies. It was just a handful of pasta dinners. But for some reason, you end up putting on a lot of weight, and now you're in a crisis. Now we got to come see you at Billings Last Diet. Yeah.
That's just a life of denial. That's what it is, and that's where we get ourselves into trouble when we won't face what reality is, and we say it's whatever I want to make up in my mind what reality is.
You know, it's funny though how stuff really can creep up on you. You know, you think, okay, I'm just gonna have a, because a little bit is no big deal, especially once you go through Billings Last Diet and you get your weight under control, you realize like you can have a little bit. But when a little bit becomes a little bit more and then a little bit more, and then you don't just have your cheat day, but now every day turns into a cheat day, then all of a sudden that little bit turns into a lot. But thankfully, you can go in, get a tune-up on Billings Last Diet, and get right back on track.
And restructure your lifestyle. That's what a lifestyle is. A little bit here that turns into a little bit every day, now that's your new lifestyle. That's where you have to be careful, especially this time of the year with all the parties and the treats and everybody's delivering cookies and you think I'm just going to have a few. Well, if you just have a few, that's all right and you should enjoy it. But when that carries over into from Thanksgiving through the new year, through Super Bowl weekend, through Valentine's Day, through Easter, and now we've got extra weight
it's just nonstop. Well, and then Dr. Jordan, you got little kids too, so flip that microphone just up a little higher there. Sorry, I should have taken care of it. You got little kids, so then the tendency is you don't want to let any food go to waste. So, you know, they didn't finish their mac and cheese or their chicken nuggets or whatever. So, of course, what does dad do? Finishes the mac and cheese and the chicken nuggets. That's why dads with young kids get into, you know, they're like, man, where did all this come from?
Well, it's called grazing, right? Where you kind of just pick here and pick there and make sure nothing goes to waste. And the problem with that is you don't take into account how many little extra meals you're eating throughout the day. And you're absolutely right. That's something a lot of young moms do as well with small kids because they don't have time to make themselves a healthy meal typically. So they'll just kind of pick and prod at whatever the kids are eating as well. And eventually they've had more and more. And it reaches a point where you can't keep denying that lifestyle. You get to a point where you kind of sit back and say, where did this extra 20, 30, 40, 50 pounds come from? And you can kind of pretend a little bit and say, oh, it's just, you know, it's winter time. You know, no one's going to see. I've got a heavy coat on. And in the summertime, just say, well, it's my off year. And then the next winter it happens. And you keep adding to it. And eventually you have to really sit back and look at it and say, what's going on? Where's my health at? Not just how I look, but how do I feel? Are my knees aching? Are my, you know, my ankles, my feet hurt all the time? My blood pressure's through the roof. All these different problems arise when you start to put on those extra pounds. And like Dr. Williams mentioned, if you can start making those lifestyle shifts with some help from our coaches, help from understanding a little bit more about what food actually is for your body, you can learn how to, you know, fuel your body instead of feed your emotions. One of our coaches has kind of coined that phrase for us, and I think it's fantastic because if you start to fuel your body instead of using food as that emotional kind of a blanket, which I've talked about before, you can really make those lifestyle changes effective long term.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing a tune-up here at the first of the year where you just go in, you do a 2-3 week tune-up, and you just kind of get back on track, shed off any pounds that you might have accrued over the last 6 months, 12 months, whatever, especially after the holidays. Some people will do a tune-up before the holidays. Some people will do a tune-up after the holidays. I like doing my tune-up after the holidays, especially that first week of January, because then at the end of January, I go to Las Vegas for the SHOT Show. And if I've already done my diet tune-up, then I save money on food in Vegas because I don't feel like I'm hungry all the time. I'll just pack some protein bars, and that'll get me through. It'll save me a lot of money when I'm in Las Vegas.
That's a great point. This tune-up that we talk about is critical in the success of our program. And it's not necessarily that you're tuning up extra weight that you've put on, which that is the case, but you're also tuning up the way you eat, the way you think about food. Because it's a lifestyle tune-up to remind you that you need to be making sure you get the proper amount of protein, to remind yourself that you don't have to eat a sleeve of Oreos. It's really a tune-up of the mind as well as the extra weight that might come on.
Or now they hit us with a curveball now. Not only, you know, they had Girl Scout cookies. Well, you know what they're doing now? Now they have like these Girl Scout chocolates, like toffee chocolate. It's like, oh, come on. You got to make it even harder on people now, don't you?
Aaron, you mentioned that new year being a great time for a tune-up. We're actually, just with the way the holiday schedule works out, we're kind of missing out on a few of our typical Wednesday classes because of Christmas and New Year's. So to help those people who really are taking that New Year's resolution, that beginning of the year opportunity to reflect on where they want to be, we're going to add a class on Thursday the 2nd. So look forward to that. We're going to have it put out there. So make sure that those who are listening and are missing out on those Wednesday classes, we're going to add that extra class for you guys to make sure you get the New Year's kicked off right, get those goals set, and have a path forward, not just a hope, but an actual plan to accomplish those goals.
Yeah, I like what you just said right there, too, a hope and a plan, because there's people who are probably, they're stressing out, and the holidays can be stressful enough for people already. Look, if you're somebody who's like, man, I really need to lose weight, okay, just here's what I would do. Call Billings Last Diet, and they have a remote option now too. So no matter where you live in Montana or frankly across the country, you can benefit from their coaching and their program. They'll ship all the products to you, et cetera. But the thing is it's like if you just get on the schedule and you get signed up for a seminar, then you don't have to worry about it. And then just spend the holidays doing what you normally do, and then know that come January, you're going to have a team that's going to help you shed all that weight off. And it's remarkable, the success of this program. All right, stand by. We got to take a quick break since we got a little bit of a late start. We'll talk more with Doctor, right after this, right here with Montana Talks, and then open phones in the 8 o'clock hour.
This is the energy of electrification. Available Type-S high-performance variant, nearly 500 horsepower and 278-mile EPA range rating. Choose from our complimentary charging packages so you can charge how you want. The all-electric Acura ZDX. This is the energy of innovation. Acura, precision crafted performance. Count down to the new year in the all-electric Acura ZDX with $0 first month's payment and $1 due at signing.
Fox News commentary.
President-elect Donald Trump thinks it's time to end daylight saving time shenanigans. Do you agree? I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
from the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for the book club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring ahead, fall back, or just keep it the same? That's the question when it comes to the daylight saving time controversy. President-elect Donald Trump took to social media to make it clear where he stands, writing, quote, "The Republican Party will use its best efforts to eliminate daylight saving time, which has a small but strong constituency, but shouldn't. Daylight saving time is inconvenient and very costly to our nation." Well, this proposition has been attempted several times, but has never made it across the finish line. Many Americans don't understand why a 1942 wartime measure designed to maximize daylight during the summer months is still in place today. Arizona and Hawaii have long opted to keep their clocks the same all year round, and most countries around the world don't observe a time change. Could Trump's proposal be the first of many bipartisan moves in his second administration? Well, only time will tell. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see cloudiness and some breaks of sun as the day progresses. Still a chance for a rain or snow shower early in the Bozeman area. High temperatures are from the mid-40s in Bozeman, around 50 in the Billings area. South winds also gust to 40 miles per hour at times in Bozeman late. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid to upper 20s expected. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Do you get food delivered to your house here in Montana through popular food delivery services like Uber Eats or DoorDash? Watch out. This, according to a former FBI Hispanic gang expert who lives in Bozeman, Montana. He says this is a tactic sometimes used by the violent Venezuelan prison gang known as Tren de Aragua. That full story, the audio as well of our...
Save big this holiday season, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
GI Bill, 529 college savings plans accepted. Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, just a few minutes left here in this 7 o'clock hour of the show. But hey, if you want to call in, if you got something you want to talk about real fast, give us a ring right now, 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, we've got phone lines open for you as well. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, an incredible guest is going to be back with us, Tuff Harris. You guys know Tuff Harris, former NFL player. He runs an incredible leadership program, Native American leadership program based out of Billings, Montana. But I think he's got representation from almost every single one of the tribes across Montana. And it's a faith-based program, and it's going to be great to chat with him. There's a new mini documentary out about his work and much more. So that's going to be a great conversation coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. I want to talk about his upbringing and growing up in Lodgegrass and playing sports and so much more. So that's going to be a fun conversation in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Let's see, Doc Williams, you were saying you've got a big lineup of people that are already getting signed up for the first of the year. That's good, because usually it kind of more trickles in. Usually what happens, right, is people say, I'm going to go to the gym the first week of January. And I love going to the gym, but, you know, you can go to the gym and you're still going to put on fat, because then you get hungrier and you want to eat more. And so what I would say, people, is, hey, get a gym membership. Yes, go to a gym. But what I found is when I do my diet tune-ups, I actually don't have to work out hardly at all. You just go maybe do some light exercise, like a little walk on the treadmill, but you want to get into fat burning mode, and that's what Billings Last Diet does. It puts you into fat burning mode. You pull that fat off, and then you can go back into the gym, and you'll feel a lot better when you're working out after losing all that weight too.
Very true. We're excited. We do have a list of people who have come to the class over the last couple of weeks, and we've told them, listen, if you have family traditions that you want to do and foods that you want to eat, don't start the class until after the first year. We have several that have been takers on that. We have some people who have said, nope, I'm all in. I want to start now. So we've got that list growing. And so we're anxious to help people get started out to a healthy year.
Yeah, it's so many more people are realizing that really weight is key to so many different health issues.
Well, we're trying to expand how we can help people as well. So we are opening a new location in the Heights as well, and we're going to be offering classes in our Heights location, which we haven't done before. But that's going to help those who are out, you know, Shepherd, Huntley, round up the kind of north of town a bit, to give them a little bit closer place that they can meet and take that class and be able to meet with one of our coaches we have a room we rent out in the Heights right now, Miss Becky. She's one of our coaches, does a fantastic job, but we're going to actually expand that a little bit. So if you're kind of tough for you to get down to our West End location for a class, start looking for those opportunities there in the Heights as well.
You know, it's crazy. The Billings Heights, somebody told me this, I think it was a legislator, the Billings Heights has the population size, just the Billings Heights alone is as big as Butte when it comes to population size, which is crazy when you think about it. But also, it's crazy when you think about it this way. You could be listening in Butte right now on 1370 KXTL, and you could take advantage of the Billings Last Diet remote option, and it's working. Yeah. Tim and Savage just told me he's down 60 pounds in 3 months. Yeah. 60 pounds, 20 pounds a month.
That's why it's your record.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's 20 pounds a month. That's incredible. And so he's back to his fighting weight of the 1980s. So it's, in fact, it was funny. I had Jimmy Fallon, who's this stand-up comedian. He's on Fox News. And we were talking about the 80s are back, baby. And Tim and Savage says, yeah, it's like the 80s are back because I fit into clothes like I used to wear back in the 1980s because he's losing that much weight thanks to Billings Last Diet. And he's on the North Dakota border.
Yeah.
You know, literally doing the remote option. It's incredible. Thanks for all the people you're helping and you're going to help in the new year ahead. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to both of you.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks, all right. Aaron. And make sure, those who are listening, follow us on social media. We're putting out a podcast as well. So if you have more questions or want more information, check us out on social media or our website.
BillingsLastDiet.com or call 294-6751. Get it off your plate. Enjoy the holidays, and then you can get started in the new year.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
So we have an election, and the stock price of Tesla soars. We have a president-elect who likes oil production, so those companies look good while the fate of non-Tesla electric vehicle makers sours. And of course, Canada and Mexico worry about tariffs. The occupants of seats in Congress and the White House change, and the prospects for businesses and investment change. That's the way of the world. But is it a good thing for the economy? In the wake of active industrial policies like the CHIPS Act or the Inflation Reduction Act, which funnel tax dollars to specific companies, the power of those approving the earmarks and the special favors has never been larger. It's exactly the kind of game that has been played in developing countries for decades and helps explain their stagnation. It's called crony capitalism, where resources flow to sectors with political connections, not actual returns. The more we emulate places like Brazil and Nigeria, the faster we may converge to the same kinds of outcomes. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.